Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In the earlier, I guess the first hour of the show, we talked about a story from RT.com. Got about halfway through here. Edward Snowden having a discussion with some students, high school students in Canada, and covering some of the newer news about, and one of the Snowden revelations, of course, for those of you who don't know, Ed Snowden is the guy who made huge headlines, like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Back when he revealed all kinds of secrets about the NSA, the government spy apparatus, and how much they've been digging into your private, what you thought were your private communications over the years and recently as well. And he's continued to release new information over time, and one of the newer bits of info is that Canada also has a very active global spying program, including a program called Levitation, which allows government agents to archive internet activity, including which files are uploaded and downloaded. And in this discussion he had with the students, which we'll continue some of the excerpts from here, he had some interesting and useful quotes that he shared. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Chris is in Oklahoma. And, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you guys doing?
Chris, good. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, y'all talking about vaccines?
Yeah,
we were.
The vaccine companies have immunity from being sued, like they have legal.
That's correct.
Right. So
yeah.
Now, if the question is if a company or a corporation will not take financial responsibility for a product that
or doesn't have to, at the very least, doesn't have to take responsibility.
Because they lobbied and petitioned Congress to get out of, you know,
yep,
having the liability.
Well, every company would do this for every product that they had if they could, right? Like, nobody wants responsibility for their actions. I mean, that's just a human behavior.
Sure, but the market holds companies responsible, and companies want to appear as though they are responsible. Otherwise,
sure,
they will appear irresponsible, and people may not trust them and buy their products.
Right. So this thing that this fund that they put for vaccines out there and people that claim to have been harmed by vaccines and that sort of thing, you know, they have to contribute. It's built into the price of the vaccines. They're forced to contribute, and you know, there's no liability really for them in, you know, many ways when it comes to vaccines.
But based on that, who in their right mind would take a vaccine if the company doesn't even want to take responsibility?
I agree. It seems really untrustworthy and shifty to me.
Well, people go into places all the time and sign away their rights. I mean, I remember when I used to go to the roller skating rink, you had to, you know, to get a membership of the roller skating rink, you had to say that you wouldn't sue them, mm-hmm, if you got hurt. And people sign, you know, people, you know, the product and service is what they want, so they sign away liability when you do bungee jumping and a variety of things. I think
you're taking it's a known risk.
Yeah.
If I bungee jump off the bridge, that's a risky activity.
Right, and I think that the medical community
You don't get any kind of impression that you're taking a risk at all. As a matter of fact,
absolutely,
you get the opposite impression if you listen to the experts. But what I'm saying is, who in their right mind would take a, because you're dealing with the life of your child. With measles, are not even in most cases lethal, don't even have any like lifelong potential damages from having just a full blown case of the measles. So why would you go get a measles vaccine when there's a risk
Well, there's the risk of getting measles and the risk of brain damage from measles, the risk of deafness from measles. There's risks on both sides. It's just you have to each parent has to be able to weigh those risks for themselves as best they can. And I admit that I don't think that everybody is particularly qualified. I'm of that relatively elite camp that believes that the vast majority of the population of the planet is not qualified to have children. However, nobody's giving me any power over them having kids, so therefore nobody else should have any power over them, their decisions they make either.
With all that said, though, the vaccine companies, that is a point of contention between a lot of people that say, well, I don't, that's a logical decision or to base a decision on that one fact that they will not take, financial responsibility for their own product. Now, wouldn't it behoove the CDC or any organization like that to bring pressure to bear on these corporations to say, hey, you know what you ought to do? You ought to back away from this whole legal protection thing you got going on.
Yeah, but the government's colluding with them. The government's completely in collusion with them on this.
Yeah, you can't look at them for your solution.
Yeah, but that's absolutely insane. Why would you go along with a program like that? You'd have to be just...
Okay, let me help you out. Oh, would you go along with it? Well, I mean, I don't know. Parents have to be able to make the decision. But why would the government go along with it? Is because the people that actually pay them, those with the real money in this world, they want things different than what you want. That's why.
But if the whole point of this, if you trust vaccines, then you trust what you're being told about it, and you're getting accurate information. Now, if the objective of the CDC is to control disease, maybe not, that's a term right there that should probably be clarified what you mean by control. But if it really is to reduce disease and if it really is to, make sure that, everyone is vaccinated, why wouldn't they make that one of their objectives is to ease everybody's mind by saying, maybe this company should be, assume.
I think it's a good point. Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I assume what their concern is that if they make drug companies liable for damages from their vaccines, that they'll have lots of lawsuits on their hands. Mm-hmm. They'll have class action suits. They'll have juries who are completely unqualified to make these decisions, making the decision as to whether or not somebody, whatever happened to their kid was caused by vaccines. Because the fact is that many people will say, this thing or that thing has occurred to my child. It was shortly after they got a vaccine. So therefore, these problems are what they are. And, sometimes they may be right. Many times they may be wrong. And that is a real problem is that, the parents are just viewing things. If your child gets a vaccine and the next day chases the ball out into the street and gets run over by a car, it wasn't the vaccine's fault, right?
Yeah.
Like they're dead because a large object rolled over them. But if you're
probably not going to be too many attorneys who are going to take that case.
Yeah, if your child comes up with some kind of behavioral or allergy thing after taking vaccines, vaccines kind of come early in life. So do you noticing their behavioral and allergy problems come early in life. Plus, some people will say that there's delayed onset results from the vaccine. It's impossible. Yeah, it's impossible to prove all these things.
But does that mean they should be prohibited from prohibited from receiving any liability whatsoever for their product?
We have a completely broken judicial system.
Yeah.
So you're asking me if a broken judicial system should be employed to fix the problems of vaccines? I don't have a real answer for that.
I don't know, but if everybody else has to be liable for their actions, why shouldn't those companies be?
It's an excellent question.
Okay, I understand there are lots of reasons why they should be given an excuse, but shouldn't everybody else then go ahead and not be liable for their actions?
I think it's a really great opportunity to look and see how the government understands how broken its own judicial system is.
Speaking of brokenness, Edward Snowden over at RT.com had this to say in his discussion with some Canadian high school students, quote, "Democracy is about participation. We take risks. We dare. Sometimes we do right and sometimes we do wrong, even if we intended to do right. He suggested that expressing disagreement with the government is the right course of action when its behavior is perceived as morally unjustifiable. And this is where, you know, the statements like that, it makes it seem like Edward Snowden, not really a libertarian guy. I don't know if he's ever actually claimed to be. I think he's claimed some affinity for the ideas, that he likes Ron Paul, but I don't know if he's actually, you know, a libertarian. I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to ask him that question.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, I mean, and it depends on everybody's definition. Lots of people claim to be libertarians that don't fit your definition of a libertarian.
Yeah. Well, there's only one definition of a libertarian to me, and that's somebody who doesn't support the use of force to achieve their political or social goals.
Then why do we have terms like voluntarist or ANCAP?
Because unfortunately, a bunch of people have come in and used the term libertarian to describe themselves who do believe in the use of force, and so they've debased the term.
The application of a word is very relevant in its definition.
Yeah, you could say someone's leaning libertarian, and then they could support some freedom stuff. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there's going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free at 855-450-FREE. Edward Snowden said this in a recent meeting with some high school students via some sort of online connection because he's in Russia, but the high school students were in Canada, and they discussed some of the programs that the Canadian spy agency has been up to, including tracking people's downloads and uploads all across the country. Ed Snowden says, quote, "Wow, high school students, these are better questions than I get from members of parliament." As far as the discussion that was being had. We'll give you more from that incident here in a little bit. Also, you've heard about Bitcoin and blockchains, or maybe you haven't. Maybe you're kind of in the dark on Bitcoin and blockchains. Either way, you should come to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's the second annual. We have the honor of being the only people broadcasting from the first Texas Bitcoin Conference, and we will be back for number two. It's happening March 28th and 29th in downtown Austin, Texas at the Moody Theater. Keynote speakers will include world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder, as well as Sambala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Strem, and other speakers are still being lined up. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get the full details on the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there March 28th and 29th, and you can get your tickets at a special discount with code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Use that code at TexasBitcoinConference.com, and you'll get a $25 discount on the already very affordable $150 ticket price. So knock $25 off by using code FTL, and then another $25 of what remains will go to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity that's helping the homeless in Florida. So again, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, use code FTL when you get registered, and we'll look forward to seeing you in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater March 28th and 29th for TexasBitcoinConference.com. 855-453 is the number. As he answered student questions, former NSA contractor Edward Snowden defended disclosing classified NSA documents to journalists like Glenn Greenwald.
He's not just a contractor, by the way. He did work for the NSA and worked for the CIA also.
Yeah.
He just moved up into contractor status.
Right. Noting that independent investigators have not been able to detail a single instance in which the revelations have actually harmed American security.
But they always are going to trot that out. Dear God, soldiers, lives, young men who have pledged to protect you and lay down their lives for you, they're going to be put in danger by this stuff. And then, like, well, then why don't you move them out of danger for God's sake? I mean, you just move them out of there.
Snowden did acknowledge that the NSA plays a vital role for the U.S. and that surveillance is used all over the world to investigate serious crime, but insisted that its role should be proportional to its need. Both Greenwald and Snowden argued the residents of Canada, the U.K., and the U.S. are more likely to die from car accidents, disease, or slipping in the bathtub than from being a victim of a terror attack, not to mention being killed by police. That's much more likely than being a victim of a terror attack. Yet the fear of terror is exploited by those in power to get people to allow and to support repressive policies. So, again, I totally agree that at least with part of – I'm sorry, I guess I don't totally agree. But I agree with part of what they're saying here, and that is that, yeah, people are being exploited, that fear of terrorism is being used to propagate more government, more intrusion, more spying into our lives by these systems and bureaucracies. But the true libertarian position would be that the NSA needs to be abolished, that, you know, we don't need these government agencies, that they're unconstitutional entirely. So, you know, Snowden's good. He's got a lot of good things to say, but I'm pretty sure he's not a libertarian. Greenwald said...
The fact is that just because he's giving incremental advice, we give incremental advice on this show, too. We say, well, you know, let's legalize marijuana.
He could be pandering to his audience, I suppose.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, all you can do, there's got to be some kind of transition from this world to the one where people have liberty, and those steps, however they go, is how they go, but I would prefer it to be more orderly and fewer people die in the process. The human beings are having revolutions, and they're moving towards more liberty as time goes by. what is that progression going to look like is all we really talk about on this show. And so, therefore, I don't have a problem with transitional advice.
Snowden added the best way to propagate Western values is to improve our own societies, act ethically and fairly in order to make it desirable for others around the world. Greenwald said, he was also in this conference, Glenn Greenwald, he said, quote, sometimes authority itself is corrupt and unjust, and the only just act is to disobey it. Snowden also touched on what the rise of China may mean for internet security. He said, quote, it comes down to international norms and standards. The way we ensure our rights are protected is to ensure we have methods that are recognized around the world. China's rise is concerning, said Snowden, but since Western society still sets the technical standards for the world, they can only get away with what we allow. If Western nations are willing to stop the indiscriminate monitoring of data, are willing to cut out surveillance backdoors, and are willing to enforce liabilities on corporations who do not protect individuals, then the data will also be protected against other nations, according to Snowden. We have security for everyone, or we have security for no one. So that's the latest from Edward Snowden. James is on the line in Canada. James, what is the Canadian spy agency even called? It's not even mentioned in this this news story.
I don't know what the Canadian spy agency is, but I was talking about the NSA. I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here. And you said the chance of slipping in a bathtub and dying is more likely than being killed in a terrorist attack, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. But you think the reason why these terrorist attacks don't happen? Now I'm against the. I'm with you guys for this, but you think the reason why these terrorist attacks don't happen is because that the NSA is doing the big data collection?
No, that's ridiculous.
Well, Snowden refutes that in this talk. He says that they just get too much information and they're really
how's that going to stop a terror attack anyway? If somebody wants to go build a bomb and blow something up, the NSA is not going to find out about it.
It depends on how big of a bomb you want to build. If you want to build a nuclear weapon, you're not going to be able to do it on
your
own.
There have been no nuclear terrorist attacks.
I didn't say that. I'm saying is that okay. So let's say that the NSA has stopped a terrorist attack or two. The question is
no evidence of that.
Well, okay. The problem, I'll tell you what, the United States government is the NSA. The United States government is responsible for the people being so mad that they want to do the terrorist attacks in the first place.
And the United States government is responsible for terrorism directly because they are a terrorist organization.
So the thing is that what you want to do is you want to balance out security and liberty in whatever way you do it, but you have to look at
I just want liberty, and we'll deal with
you'll
security.
You want security, too, but you won't want it from the United States government, Ian.
That's right.
Let's
we can handle our own security. Thanks very much. We can have liberty and security, so it's not a balancing act. That's a government line. That's what the government guys say, because when they balance it, that means we take away your liberty, and then you don't actually get security either. It's just an illusion of it.
I think the government's terrible at balancing those things.
James?
Very true. Very, very true. They do. I find it is a very big invasion of privacy. It benefits, but it doesn't benefit the majority, I believe.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
There's something called the Canadian Security Intelligence Service.
And that's it? That's what it's called?
I don't know. I mean, it's one of their... at the very least, it is a security agency for the Canadian government.
I'll go with that. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE.
The Royal Mounted Spies.
There's more to come up, including the U.S. Surgeon General saying marijuana can be helpful. I imagine the people in the DEA don't much appreciate him saying that, considering he also works for the government. 855-453, you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up what you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of features on our website, and we give them away to you. Now, unfortunately, we cannot give you strawberries dipped in chocolate for free. But the price is actually pretty darn good for some gourmet quality chocolate dipped strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And you can get them delivered to your loved one's door for just $19.99, because they're shipping on top of that. But you start the price at $19.99 and then double the strawberries for just $10 more when you use code FTL. You want the special deals, you've got to use code FTL. That gives us credit for, you know, selling the berries. You go to berries.com. BERRIES.com, and use code FTL. Just click the microphone and then type in the code, and that'll get you to where you need to be to place your order. And you've got plenty of time at this point, but you probably want to place the order sooner rather than later for Valentine's Day, since that is less than a week from tonight. So again, go to berries.com. These are awesome berries. These are high quality berries. These are like the best of the bunch kind of berries that they dip in this awesome chocolate, and then they put in a very nice gift box for you and ship it off with very fast overnight shipping, and there's a nice little ice box thing in there that keeps it nice and cold.
Sure does.
So really, they arrive perfect, and you will not be disappointed. Your loved one won't be disappointed. And you want to go with the double order for the $10 more, because you just want to have as many of these as possible so you can share them and enjoy them for yourself. Berries.com, BERRIES.com. Click the mic in the top right. Type in the code FTL to get the special offer. Again, Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99, over 40% savings, and double the berries, which is $10 more. Again, code FTL at Berries.com for Sherry's Berries. So here's an interesting story. You don't really hear this very often, where a top-level government official comes out in favor of cannabis. Stories from marijuana.com. The nation's top doctor says marijuana has medical benefits for some patients. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't the government's own rules say Schedule I narcotics have no recognized medical benefit? I believe that is exactly what
is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what Schedule I drugs are. That they put that these drugs are so dangerous, like heroin, which also, by the way, has medical benefits.
Heroin used to be sold. Right. As
the, you know, drugs like that are right there in Schedule I, which means
huffing gasoline. But I guess gasoline, I don't know if as a drug it doesn't have any benefits, but it certainly runs a car.
I don't know if gasoline is considered a drug.
Well, if huffing it, I don't know. I mean, it should be considered a drug at that point. It's a foreign...
You're inhaling fumes. I mean, I don't know if that's necessary. I don't know. How do you define a drug? I guess a drug would be something that alters one's chemical makeup or whatever.
I think it should be refined in some way. I wouldn't even define marijuana or mushrooms as drugs.
I don't know if huffing gasoline is altering your chemical makeup as much as it is just destroying your brain or something like that, just eliminating brain cells. I don't know if that's considered the same thing. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. In a Wednesday appearance on CBS This Morning, Dr. Vivek Murthy, Surgeon General of the United States, said, quote, "We have some preliminary data showing that for certain medical conditions and symptoms, that marijuana can be helpful." He says, "I think we have to use that data to drive policymaking." Calling the debate about marijuana an interesting story that's unfolding in our country right now, Murthy said, quote, "We have to see what science tells us about the efficacy of marijuana, and I think we're going to get a lot more data on that as more states change their laws." And by the way, we've had a lot of data on that. There has been a lot of data on marijuana and how good it can be for people with certain medical conditions for a long time. Whether or not this guy has seen it all is another question, but there are reams and reams of data already on this topic, although I do agree that as it becomes more legal to run studies on marijuana and other drugs, we will certainly learn more of value. For now, however, the Surgeon General's comments that cannabis does indeed have benefits for some patients is likely to add fuel to the debate about the drug's status under federal law as a Schedule I controlled substance. That category is reserved, as we discussed, for drugs that have no accepted medical value. Murthy isn't the first Surgeon General to wade into the debate about marijuana and drug policy. In 1993, Jocelyn Elders, the Surgeon General under the Clinton administration, said the U.S. should seriously consider legalizing drugs. She said at the time, quote, "I do feel we'd markedly reduce our crime rate if drugs were legalized." And at the same time, since leaving office, Elders has actively campaigned for states to pass medical marijuana laws. Good for her for keeping that going. Another doctor that President Obama considered nominating to be Surgeon General, CNN's Sanjay Gupta, has strongly endorsed medical marijuana. And by the way, that was a total turnaround for him. We talked about Gupta's story, whereas he used to be this talking head on CNN who was very much a drug warrior. Somehow, I don't remember the exact details, but somehow he had his eyes opened about this and actually did the research and came out with a full-length documentary about how helpful weed can be for people.
Yep, he really turned himself around on it. For me, it didn't really matter. Okay, so early on, I changed my mind. I was like, medical marijuana, come on. Look, I think people should be able to smoke pot, but medical, come on. I mean, it just didn't...
Just be honest, you want to get high, right?
Right, that's how I felt.
Uh-huh.
But then I decided, you know, what business of it is mine? If somebody, I wouldn't tell somebody they can't take, you know, whatever, bear toenails to make themselves feel better. There's every kind of nutraceutical out there to fix whatever, and most of them are BS. Some of them work. I've seen it happen. But that's their business, and they should be able to decide. It's not my business. If you're going to include somebody, you should include their doctor and exclude yourself.
Let's go to James. He's in Arizona via Skype. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening. Gentlemen,
go ahead. Good evening.
I kid.
That was pretty funny.
It's good. Yeah. He gets some zingers in.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ian Bernard, I'm trying to reconcile your praise for the American defector,
Edward Snowden. The hero who outed the NSA for doing all kinds of horrible, invasive things to our privacy.
I know, the New Hampshire's never going to be invaded by marauding murderers like ISIS because of NSA and the American military, which I'm glad I spend my tax money on. But I digress.
Yeah, I'm not worried about ISIS. Not at all. This actually came up at a recent hearing at the State House.
You shouldn't have to worry because you don't.
No, because we're surrounded by people who own guns here. It's fine.
That's what they're... You're surrounded by Portsmouth Naval Hospital and many other military bases.
The hospital is going to somehow protect people from ISIS?
There's no marauding terrorists anywhere American troops are, including especially America.
But what are you talking about? American troops are in the Middle East, and there's plenty of terrorism going on over there.
American troops are nowhere where ISIS is. Name one place where ISIS is that there are American troops. But I want to ask you about Edward Snowden.
Go right ahead.
Who's harboring the American defector and traitor?
Harboring? The Russian government is giving him a place to stay on like an annual basis. You know, they just sort of
renew. I don't think they're paying his rent.
No, I don't.
Same guy who's a gangster government owns Russia today.
Okay. That's accurate.
These are so-called libertarians I'm submitting to the audience. Europe, national, international audience, that you guys...
Don't we talk about when the United States government gets it right versus other governments?
I never hear you praise the United States government.
Yeah, I've got nothing good to say about it.
Well, I've got plenty of good things to say about it. When I look at lists, the United States of freest places on the earth, the United States tends to be near the top. I'd say that it's probably arguably in the top 10 freest places on the planet.
Thanks, James, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Snowden would like to come back if he could.
You know, well, you're right, but he doesn't want to be thrown into a military tribunal, stripped of all of his rights, and then thrown into a military... not necessarily a military jail cell, but thrown into a jail cell without, you know, proper due process as some sort of a terrorist or whatever. But was James sort of suggesting there that Russia, because they do some bad stuff, isn't doing the right thing with Edward Snowden? I mean, because, you know, just because they get it wrong a bunch doesn't mean they can't get it right as well. And sure, the United States still kind of has free speech some ways. There's some things that are okay. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. And once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And also our Skype username, lrn.fm. Oh, hey, by the way, we've actually had some folks taking advantage of the special offer for the free basic ticket to the Liberty Forum. They've never offered this before, Mark, to get free admission to the Liberty Forum, the premier convention, the Liberty Convention that happens here in New Hampshire. I would say it's premier for around the world. This is an awesome event that attracts hundreds of attendees every single year. We've had amazing guest speakers in the past, including Ron Paul, John Stossel, so many different big names. This year, Ben Swan will be one of the keynote speakers, Jeffrey Tucker as well. And you can go to NHLibertyForum.com, plus Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com, yet another one of the keynote speakers. And then there's probably a few dozen others who are speaking there on panel discussions and regular just solo speeches. You go to NHLibertyForum.com to learn more about the event. And don't get your ticket yet for the Liberty Forum. That's a weird thing to say, because here's how you get it for free. What you do is you go and register for your room with the Radisson in Manchester. Use code LF2015. Register for March 5th 6th, and 7th, those nights. So it's Thursday through Sunday. So Thursday is the 5th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, March 5th through the 8th. You register for 3 nights. Forward me, Ian at freetalklive.com. Forward me your registration information, and I'll forward that to the organizer of Liberty Forum. She'll put your name on the list of people who get gratis basic admission to the event. Easy to do. Don't forget
You need a hotel room anyway.
It's a no-brainer. And you're going to want to stay the entire time. So, again, you have to get all 3 nights to get this deal. Use code LF2015 when you reserve the hotel room. That way they know for sure that you've reserved it for the Liberty Forum. This offer expires on the 12th. So, again, once you register, send the registration information to me at ian@freetalklive.com. You have 4 more days to accomplish this if you want to get in on this offer. So, thank you. And we'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Robert is in Conway, Arizona. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Actually, you're in Arkansas, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, they got that wrong. Go ahead, Robert, and you're listening to KSND.
Yes, I do a weekly radio show on a cannabis plant, so I thought maybe I could help you guys out.
Okay, sure.
Go right ahead.
The government's got a big issue right now because the cannabis plant is still a Schedule 1. However, the only chemical that makes it illegal is the Delta-9 THC. Well, the synthetic Delta-9 is called Marinol, and you can buy it in any drugstore in the U.S. with a prescription, and it's a Class 3 drug.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's because it's made by the drug companies, and they get a little bit of favoritism, right?
Exactly, and the price comparison... If you have a prescription from your doctor, that pill is 2,110% more expensive than the best-grade cannabis in California.
It's ridiculous.
And it's also, the THC, whatever the drug you...
Marinol.
Delta-9.
Delta-9?
Yes. It doesn't have all of the things that make people feel better about marijuana. I mean, there's different...
It doesn't have the CBDs and the other...
No,
it's stuff.
It's lacking the other 368 chemicals in that plant.
Not only that, but the delivery is less than desirable of the actual drug because when somebody is having whatever issue of health that the marijuana should help them with, whenever they're having an onset of that issue, the smoked cannabis or vaporized cannabis will take effect nearly instantly or at the very least within seconds.
Exactly. It's a matter of minutes. And, you know, and you can self-regulate your dosage where the pharmaceutical, whatever dosage you get is what you get in your body. And,
well, obviously you can cut a pharmaceutical, but still it takes time for it to be absorbed by the digestive process and into the bloodstream and all of that. Good points tonight, Robert, and thank you for sharing. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Tom. He's in Des Moines. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I appreciate it. What
sure,
I want
Tom.
To comment on was your about the immunizations. My daughter-in-law carries the gene for autism. It's very prevalent in her family, both of her brothers and one uncle. When my son and my daughter-in-law had their two sons, my son read some information somewhere where this measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination can cause autism. It can trip that gene. So they did not immunize those two boys until they were 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're fine. Another thing about this flu vaccination, the reason that they have indemnity against prosecution is because if they don't, no drug company will make it. That flu vaccination is different every year. There's no studies done really that could determine whether it's going to be good for you or not. So my family, we refuse to take a flu vaccination. But that's the reason why people can't prosecute the drug companies. If the government didn't give them immunization, nobody would make it.
Yeah, I would think that might be the case. It just makes them too liable for whatever reason, and that's why they chose to do it. It's an argument from utility, not an argument from morality. And if people are so suspect of a product that it drives it off the market, then I don't know what to say about that.
Well, every epidemic ever started always comes from an inoculation. If it's malaria, it comes from a mosquito, but you're still inoculated. After the First World War, they had some vaccination that they were giving returning soldiers from Europe, and they had a horrendous death toll from that. But here again, it comes from an inoculation. You're better off to stay away from the needles if you can. There's no pharmaceutical drug on the market that does not have serious negative side effects.
I'm with you. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate the thoughts. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, I know you wanted me to talk about Kyle Tasker tonight. This
yes.
is a gentleman who is a young guy, actually. I don't know how old he is, but I'm guessing mid-20s. Who is
the state rep.
State representative, one of 400, here in New Hampshire. And he has made a headline, at the very least at this point, my headline. I wrote the story over at freeteen.com. Headline is, State Rep commits cannabis civil disobedience in front of committee. He was testifying in front of the Criminal Justice Committee at the State House Legislative Office Building. And the testimony was about whether or not the committee should form another committee in order to, or not the committee forming the committee, that the State House, the full House, should pass a bill that would form a committee that would study the idea of legalization. So this is a,
Sounds like them, yeah.
Yeah, this is a ways away from anything meaningful actually happening. But in
lots of meaningful things have happened, like Alaska, Oregon, Colorado, Washington. It seems like there's another state too that has legalized marijuana for recreational purposes. If your state doesn't do it, like New Hampshire hasn't, then you could be left to the dirt.
It's certainly true, Mark, that now that other states have gone first, it's going to be easier to have this discussion, because I've been to a lot of these cannabis hearings at the State House, and in the past, the committee members, many of them were quite frightened of the idea of legalization.
Sure.
They one of the big objections is, even if we do legalize it, what if the federal government comes in here and forces their way on us and that kind of thing?
They could very well do that. They haven't done it so far in
Colorado and Washington, which will be a big point that can be made.
But I love how the fact that these politicians dither and wring their hands over this stuff, and then when 100 activists go on the State House lawn and smoke pot right there as a form of civil disobedience, obedience on 420,
mm-hmm.
they don't do anything. They actually keep the cops away.
I don't know if the politicians are ordering the police to stay away. That's the police deciding.
Somebody is.
Right. That's the police deciding to use discretion in that particular case. But so Tasker was testifying in front of this committee, and there's video of this, and I think it might be worth playing on the air because the audio is pretty good. I did boost the audio up, and what happens is that it's like a six-minute video. Tasker is actually using props to make a point about legalizing and the different kind of delivery methods that marijuana will be available in if there's a legal market to help educate the committee, many of whom have already heard all of this before. And he actually pulls out cookies, a vaporizer, and a tincture bottle. And one of those items may very well have been real. And he essentially committed civil disobedience because there's no way to prove what was in that tincture bottle. And he didn't really admit it on the stand. There was a state cop sitting right behind him the entire time who didn't move a finger to arrest him. We'll tell you more about it tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jackets, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.